Somebody who sees the Levana at the time of its renewal makes a bracha, the entire length of the bracha. The mitzvah we commonly know, mitzvah Rabbana, we commonly refer to as Kiddush Levana, one that we do every month, Mekadosh Levana. Now this mitzvah, every mitzvah speaks of an encounter with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but more so perhaps by this mitzvah, more than any other mitzvah, we find specifically by this mitzvah, as we detail in the Seder of Kiddush Levana, Tan Veri B'Shmol, Emoli Yisrael Yisrael Lahakvil Pnei Aviyam Shbashmayim Pam Achas B'Chaydash Dayam. And Rashi explains this on the Gemara to mean as follows: were it only for Klal Yisrael to have one mitzvah alone, and this would be it, that alone would be sufficient. In other words, this would be more worthwhile than any other mitzvah to have a specific relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to know what this means exactly, how to understand this. Obviously, other mitzvahs are right, so much more meaningful, but something unique about this mitzvah, the unique element of this alone, Dayar, but this mitzvah alone, more than any other mitzvah, as far as what this represents. This represents the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. The Gemara learns this out from the Pasuk of Zeh, which we find by Yechadish HaZeh Lechem, Reish Chodoshim, and Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Zeh refers to seeing Kodesh Baruch Hu face to face. When you encounter Kodesh Baruch Hu face to face, it's a tremendous thing, and that is the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina of Kiddush Levana. Standing there, being Mekadosh Levana is in essence being Mekabel Pnei Shechina directly. Now the question is, take one second, we'll go a little further. We see this great significance attached, has to come to Lamaisa as well, one side of standing, and the other half communist as well. But the simple push-up shot of understanding this, why is Kiddush Levana any more than any other mitzvah as far as Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina? How do you have Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina when you go out there and you say Kiddush Levana? So most of the Rishonim take the approach as follows. They say that the world, the way Teva is set up to work, Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the world to function, that everything maintains a stable system. Everything is pretty much a constant, and it goes as if it always was functioning, it has the appearance as if it always was and will be functioning. It's a constant, there's nothing there. And if you look at the world by itself, so you don't see Chiddush HaBriyah, you don't see Kodesh Baruch Hu's direct intervention to create the world. We know from the Torah, we know from Chazal, we can figure it out certain ways, but the Briyah itself speaks of Galus HaBriyah, but you don't see the Chiddush HaBriyah directly in the Briyah itself. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make one exception, and make one portal through which you can view the entire Briyah. I'm going to make something, I have Levana here, I'm going to set it up, it's constantly going through a process of renewal, it's constantly getting, every month, the process is it gets smaller and smaller, and it's reborn again. The way we experience the moon is constantly showing a Chiddush in the Briyah, and that being the case, we stop and think, what's happening here? Why is it getting smaller? Why is it getting bigger? Somebody controlling the Briyah, and from that, it's a matter of Mokim to go on to the entire Briyah, and see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand throughout the entire Briyah, throughout all of nature. That being the case, the reason why we're experiencing Kodesh Baruch Hu here is because this is a moment where we're meant to stop and think and reflect on Briyas Olam, and it's a direct gateway to Emunah and to witness Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything he does, even when it's not readily apparent. Masha, however, takes it a step further. He says that's as far as the Rishonim are talking about the general Mahalach of Kodesh Baruch Hu as far as relating to the Briya and its creation. He says there is more than that, specifically in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, and that is vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael's role in Golus. We know that Klal Yisrael is Minel Levana. Chayim are Nimshol, and they go ahead and Nalacha, they count as well with the Chama. Their calendar works with the Chama. We work with the Levana, we go with the moon. There's a number of reasons for this, a lot of different Mahalchim to speak about with this, but the bottom line is that the role of the Levana is one which is mayor in the darkness. Klal Yisrael's role, we're not the powerhouse in Golus, we're the ones who are Chaylich B'Chayshach, and our job is to be mayor the best we can throughout the Golus and to light up the world the best we can. We have the smaller role, and we're constantly being Leichem to Meir B'Teich HaChayshach. And the times that we're better, and the times that we're Shvacher. Klal Yisrael has better Tkufas, and times they're not as well off. Throughout the course of history, the times that are better and times that are worse. So we're Nimshel to the Levana in that sense. So Mashal says that when we come face to face to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, he tells us you should know that even though sometimes you're down and out in Golus, you're far away, it feels like you're rejected, it feels like you're an outcast, and you know everyone else has it great, everyone else is going good. You should know that I'm putting Levana out there, I'm putting Levana in the Briyah, so you can see every month there's a concept called Levana. And this is my mashal for Klal Yisrael, this is my sign to Klal Yisrael that you're not rejected at all, you're out there, you're in the Golus, and I'm thinking about you, and there's a time when Shasidim L'Schadash Kamaisa, so you'll make a comeback as well. So it's Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us that I'm there for you, and I'm watching over you, even Bisman HaGolus. And by us going ahead and saying Kiddush Levana, we're responding to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we understand that role, we understand you're still there for us, we're coming back to Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So there's a tremendous gadlus in this mitzvah because, again, first of all, the role of Kodesh Baruch Hu testifying to his role in nature, in the Briyas Olam, and second of all, uniquely to Klal Yisrael, as far as their role in Golus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, every time in Golus we go out and we see this, we're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, understanding that he's still with us, no matter how dark it gets in the middle of the night. Now, again, going with either of these two mahalchim, it's important to point out the role of the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is not a bracha to the Levana, it's not a bracha at Levana, it's a bracha between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bracha we are making in our relationship. It's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To quote Lashon of the Bi'ur Lecha, he says, the klal ha-bracha la-Hashem Yisbaruch levadoi uzulosei chas v'shalom in levarich l'spal al-rak ayidei ha-Levana nirei gvuroisov. V'zeu l'hakol Pnei Shechina. We see the gvuros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we have these different messages by way of the Levana. It's a message, so it's a messenger to bring us to that point. But Chalilah, to have anything in mind, though making any bracha to Levana itself whatsoever. two practical applications of this concept. One halacha, as the Shabur points out, he says that many have the minig, I'll pay the Rishonim, either to do, to be reikid, to be kaifit, something to go ahead and do various actions when you're standing in front of Levana saying Kiddush Levana. However, he points out it's extremely important not to be kareah, do not bow down towards Levana, because if you bow down towards Levana, you're giving quite the contrary impression. You're giving an impression, you're going ahead and bowing down to Levana, as if Levana itself has some sort of kayach, and you're not being maimon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu by doing that. The second point he says, that many ask, how come we say Aleinu? The minhag is to say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana. What's the point? How does Aleinu come into Kiddush Levana? Aleinu, generally speaking, is part of davening. So some want to suggest, historically, since it was always said after Ma'ariv, so they used to say it before they said Aleinu of Ma'ariv, Aleinu was said after Ma'ariv. That may be the case, it may not be the case. There are those who wish to suggest that approach. The Mishabruz says that he likes the approach of saying that since the whole idea was you're going out to Levana, you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end of the day, there's a certain image, certain when you stand out there going out towards Levana, it gives off a certain image as if you're going out to Levana itself, to make sure to drive home the point that we are not talking to Levana, we're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're not being Mevarech Levana, we're Mevarech to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we immediately say after Kiddush Levana, Leinu Shabech, Leinu Akil, because he's the Yotzei Breishis, he alone is the one we're responsible to, and we want to make sure to drive home that point that he alone is the one Mevarech, and he is alone the one who's in charge of the world.